Unit 5, pages 95 to 96. Exercise C. That's what friends are for. For years, parents have been reading the stories of Winnie the Pooh and his friends to their children. It is through stories like these that young readers have gained insight into the meaning of true friendship. Pooh, a chubby little bear who just loves honey, describes a day without a friend as a pot without a single drop of honey. He says, "A friend is one of the nicest things you can have, and one of the best things you can be. So what is it about forming relationships that make them so meaningful?" Research has shown that close friendships are necessary for our overall well-being. Serena Chen, a professor from Berkeley University, points out that a close relationship has positive mental and physical effects on us. Talking to a good friend can improve our mood and physical health when we need advice or support. Dr. A. Levine from Columbia University believes that close bonds are beneficial, especially in times of stress. Based on research he conducted, he found that in order to be considered meaningful, friendships must be based on availability and reliability. Asking yourself if your friend is there for you when you need him or her can help you evaluate the relationship. Furthermore, a friend's reaction can indicate if you can count on that person or not. Another question that interests researchers is whether social media friends can be considered real friends. According to Professor Chen, a true friendship involves give and take. Getting a thumbs up or any other positive comment is nice, but can't count as genuine friendship, since this type of interaction is quite superficial. In a nutshell, friendship can be summed up in Pooh's words. A friend is someone who helps you up when you're down, and if they can't, they lie down beside you and listen.